Today we're going to do something a little bit different than normal. In this week's parsha is Parsha Chayesara. It discusses obviously the death or the aftermath of the death of Sari Imenu and Vayavo Avram Lisbol the Sarah Velivkosa. Avram Avinu came and gave a hesped for Sarah. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that hesped, the contents of that hesped, were none other than Eshes Chayil. So I thought we would, instead of doing a 10-minute halacha, we'll do a 10-minute minug, I guess, about the minug of saying Eshes Chayil on Friday night. It happens to be that this week was also the yahrzeit of Ben Sion Schenker, who is the one that composed the most famous version of Eshes Chayil. So the confluence of those two things, the fact that it's the hesped of Sari Imenu, according to the Medrash, and the yahrzeit, so I thought it would be a good time to discuss this minug. The minug to recite Eshes Chayil, as far as I know, is first mentioned in the Tikkunei Shabbos. Tikkunei Shabbos is the Talmud of the Arizal, and he also brings the minug to say Shalom Aleichem and Ribono Olamim. So the whole Seder of what people do on Friday night when they come home comes from the Talmidim of the Arizal. Whatever it says at the beginning of the Bencher, that comes from Talmidim of the Arizal. There is no real halacha relating to Eshes Chayil, although there is one makar in halacha that somehow relates to Eshes Chayil. Mishabura paskins that if a person has guests who are hungry, that they should go straight to Kiddush and skip Shalom Aleichem and Eshes Chayil and everything else, and you could delay if the delay will enhance Shabbos. Mishabura says that by singing the Shalom Aleichem, the Eshes Chayil will set the proper tone, and your guests aren't so hungry, then certainly you should do it. But if the guests are hungry, you're not supposed to do it. And they say that the story goes that the Chavetz Chaim once had many guests who undoubtedly were aniyim, and therefore, you know, not like today where often the guests that are sitting at your Shabbos table were just 2 hours ago in the kosher pizza shop, right? They haven't eaten all day, they've been traveling, they're starving, so now you're going to delay the Suuda. It's going to be very difficult for them. So the story goes Chavetz Chaim didn't delay the Suuda, went straight to Kiddush and the Suuda, and didn't do Shalom Aleichem or Eshes Chayil or anything like that. And Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman was there, and he asked the Chavetz Chaim why he did that, and he said, Chazal tell us based on last week's parsha, that Avram Avinu went to greet the guests even though he was busy being medaber Meshchina. So you see that Achnas Zarchum is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. So if Achnas Zarchum is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, Kal V'chomer, it's greater than Kabbalas Pnei Malachim, that Shalom Aleichem, that's what you're doing, is you're greeting Malachim, or maybe saying goodbye to Malachim, but Achnas Zarchum has to beat that. The Dvar Avram has a discussion of this idea that the Chavetz Chaim would do, and he said that Hanhaga the Chavetz Chaim maybe is based on something else also. Gemara Rashana Davav quotes Shitas Rava that if a person makes a neder litzdaka and then he delays in paying that neder litzdaka, so it's a violation of Baal Ta'acher. So the Chavetz Chaim was concerned that if people are expecting to eat now and then they eat later and they're aniyim, so it's really a neder litzdaka. I invited them to my house. I told them that I'm going to be providing them with something, so it's going to be a violation of Baal Ta'acher. Dvar Ram points out that that's usually not the case. Meaning usually when you invite people to your house on Friday night, they understand that there's going to be a process. Everyone's going to find their seats and know where to go, and there's going to be the Shalom Aleichem and the Eshes Chayil, and sometimes it takes a little longer to wash. Everyone knows that it takes a certain amount of time, and therefore it's probably not a violation of Baal Ta'acher. But clearly you're not supposed to delay unnecessarily, especially if the guests are hungry, and especially if the guests are poor, where it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, what in the world is the connection between Eshes Chayil and Friday night? Meaning, we know that Talmidei Arizal say you're supposed to say it, but why? Where does it come from? So you'll hear people say that it's not really about the women. It's not about the women. There are four possibilities of what it's about, and that I'm aware of at least, and therefore what its connection to Shabbos is. In the Tikkunei Shabbos, he writes that the reason we say Eshes Chayil at that point, meaning the very source to say it, he writes that it's keneged Shechina, that Eshes Chayil is about our relationship with the Shechina, merumezes al derech haKabbalah al Shechina ki yadua liyode achein, that people who are familiar with this area of Torah, they understand what this is about, v'yesh bo chaf beis psukim keneged chaf beis tzinoros shalmaila asher heim psukim marikim shefa bracha mebricha elyona mirosh kol aksarim, that there are 22 psukim relate to the 22 passageways through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia, his presence on us, and therefore it relates to the Ashras HaShchina. It would make sense that specifically on Shabbos there's more of a connection with the Shechina, that would be the time that we would say this passage that relates to the Shechina. However, just in the Mefarshim on Mishlei that discuss what it means, the Metzudas David, the Malbim, they say that this was at the Pashtus, is that this was Shlomo HaMelech after talking about Shema B'dimus Harvich V'altitosh Taras Imecha, so he dedicated several psukim to his mother, and he wrote this about, he composed it in honor of his mother, Leman Hayosla Lizikaron, the Metzudas David writes. In the Sefer Otzer Dinim U'Menhagim, it quotes a number of reasons why there's a minhag to say Shira Shirim on Erev Shabbos. And one of the reasons that it suggests is that it's a mashal, the whole Shira Shirim is a mashal of a lover and his beloved, and the Lel Shabbos is a Zman Zivug. It's a mitzvah sona on Lel Shabbos. So, and then he adds, and by the way, that's why, v'lecheinom gam ken eshes chayil. That's why we say eshes chayil, meaning it dafka is a time of relationship between husband and wife on Friday night. And if eshes chayil is about husband and wife, so it makes sense that you're going to say it on Friday night as well. And this, on that level, obviously, could be understood quite literally as a song of appreciation for the woman of the house, who probably worked very hard to prepare for Shabbos. And that's, so when it's taken that way, there's always like one person at the table, like if a woman is beaming with pride that they're singing Eish Eschel, saying, hey, you know, it's not really about you, it's about the Shechina. No, it really is, and it's appropriate that it should be about her. They say Rav Elia Lapian told the story that the altar of Kelim, he used to go to the altar of Kelim sometimes, and he said that he was always amazed how the Rebbetzin held everything together with the children and the household and the responsibilities of the yeshiva, how she managed to hold, to juggle all of her responsibilities and always seemed put together. And he always wondered how she managed. And he was there at Friday night at a Suda, and everything that she did, the altar just complimented and appreciated to no end every little thing, every dish that was served, everything, how nicely the table was set. And he said, you see what a person could accomplish when they're shown a little bit of gratitude, when they're shown a little bit of appreciation. So that's certainly an element of it as well. The Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Zos HaBracha says that we could derive from the composition of Shlomo HaMelech of Eshes Chayil how important it is to marry an Isha Tova, because she'll form the foundation of the home, and her praises are sung in all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, which represents Kol HaTorah Kula, because the person who's Zochet to an Isha Chashuva and an Isha Tova will be Zochet to Kol HaTorah Kula as well, or at least will have a better chance at being Matzliach in Torah Mitzvos. A third possible meaning of Eshes Chayil, the Yalkut Shimoni on Mishlei, says that it's Merames of the Milos HaTorah, that it's a love song between Klal Yisrael and the Torah HaKadosha. Rashi interprets that way, that Eish Yisrael is Torah, Mi Yimtza, is that anyone who's fortunate is the person who finds it, V'shalo Lo Yechzar, and if you're Zocher the Torah, you'll be Ochel Perosel B'olam Hazeh U'Ba'olam Haba. And that's what the Gra in Mishlei writes, that Chayil is B'Gematria Memches Keneged, the Memches Kenyanei Torah, as enumerated in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. And that would make sense to say specifically on Shabbos, because the Torah writes in some Reish Sadi, I think we had a Tamil Lachashir on this, about how Shabbos is dafka meant for Esek B'Torah, that even though the Gemara in Pesachim tells us Chati Lachem, Chati Lashem, the Bach writes, that's on Yontif, but on Shabbos it's got to be more than Chati, that's Lashem. You got to do more than 50% has to be in Esek HaTorah, that it's specifically, the Bach writes based on a Rambam, that specifically there's an element of Talmud Torah associated with Shabbos. Then a fourth possibility, Chesed Avram writes that Eish Eschayil relates to Shmir Shabbos directly, and it's merumas. He comes up with kama v'kama ramazim, but lemashal, he says that Eishes is Rosh Tevos es Shabsosai Tishmoru. So you know, you have through and through, it's all about Shabbos. So certainly, in all likelihood, it relates to all of these elements, and many of them are obviously interconnected. If a person marries an Isha Tova and observes Shabbos carefully, he's going to be Zochet to Torah, and obviously a greater connection to the Shechina. So the confluence of all of those things makes it the perfect passage to recite or sing, better to, I guess, to sing at the beginning of Shabbos on Friday night. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. Yeah.